Nas and the Plastic Population, big number one from the 80s. The Only Way Is Up here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. That's a massive revelation there from BJ Galler. I'll tell you something. I won't be dropping around to your gaff.
I'm just saying, it's a...
I happen to mention, BJ asked me, did I see a particular programme last night? That Chernobyl thing that everybody's raving about.
Very, very good now, I have to say, yeah.
And I went to watch it. This is a true story. I did go to watch it. And then something happened that kind of caught my attention. And I said, I was trying to think what it was. And I said, I think we were hiding from canvassers.
Yeah.
Another way when canvassers knock on your door and you pretend you're not in.
Yeah, yeah.
But because we're on a main street. We're on a main street, I had to slouch down. Behind
hiding,
the couch.
That's very funny, yeah.
I'd slouch down behind the couch in case they looked in the window.
Yeah.
Because me telly be on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, so that was bad enough, right? But then PJ declares that he has a system.
I have a rule of three. I have the rule of three. So, because there's no one calls to my house, right?
Yeah. So, we agreed the delivery, the fast food people.
Yeah, or maybe Collie dropping something in, right, or saying hello from the lifeboat station. That's it.
Right.
But I'd know if they're coming, right?
Yeah.
So if the doorbell rings, I just completely ignore it. I'd never, ever answer the door.
Right. That's ring number one.
Right. And then it goes again and says, that's grand, that'll be it now. But if they go again a third time, that's when I have to do so. So I open the window and I just go on away, go on. And they're like, who's your electricity provider? None of your business. None of your business. I don't care.
You don't even open the door.
Who would you be voting for? No, go away. I don't care. Go away.
Go on away.
Go on away.
You're from the window.
Yeah, yeah. From the window, yeah. Just two of them and then they close the window. Yeah. And then sometimes you get a bit of crack out looking out the window and you see someone standing there going, and you're pointing back. You know that. You can't hear them, but you can see the...
If I did that out my front window, I'd be eyeball to eyeball with them. Yeah. It'd be on the ground level, and you'd be looking them in the face, going, "Go on away now." It'd be easier just to open the door.
Well, I'm actually all right. I do it from the window. Go on away, go on now. The lane was unbelievable. Like, they'd ring the door, she'd go straight out and just go look at them and slam the door and walk back in, which was like, I'd be,
oh jeez.
Wow. Hard to believe you're the mild one in that situation.
Yeah, I'm taking one, like, yeah.
Wow,
I think
incredible.
I have relative manners when it comes to it, I think. But yeah, anyway. I think it's real to call someone on the phone, never mind call up to the house.
Absolutely, absolutely shocking. Right, morning to all the usual gang. Butty's been on with his photo, JP's been on, who for some reason sent a weird text at 3 in the morning saying, someone wake PJ up.
Very unusual.
Sure,
I don't know what that's about.
With you,
I didn't get any sleep at all. So, Buddy Brennan, if that was your fault, no, we should be having words with each other.
It was JP who sent the text. Buddy just sent a photograph.
Oh, JP then.
Morning to Dee. Happy Friday's Eve to you. Poor old J.O. can't get a bit of rest at all. J.O. in the morning, he's been up since 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I had a terrible night of sleep myself. I don't know what the hell's going on there.
Yeah, strange one.
Half warm, half cold. Couldn't get settled at all night.
English Ian, morning to you. Andrea said it's the first time she's ever heard the start of the show.
All right, well, they're welcome.
You'll find it's very similar to the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, Andrea now, one of those other people now who obviously isn't getting the sleep she's supposed to be getting.
Exactly, yeah. God, nobody's sleeping today. Morning, guys. Not a bad old day here. Travelling Navan to Bray. Have a good old day from James. Thank you very much, James. And I've saved this one to last because we have to say a happy birthday to Margaret Dunley.
Happy birthday, Margaret. Happy birthday!
And look at this. Also, you're going to have to chime in because it's our twin sister, Teresa Feeney, in Ballyduff in County Waterford. It's over.
What a coincidence.
A coincidence that it's our twins.
Yeah, our twins' birthday as well.
It's extraordinary, that, isn't it?
That's remarkable.
Imagine that, two people in the same family.
That's
having the same birthday. It's extraordinary.
Incredible. Well, happy birthday
to you,
Margaret.
That's probably never, ever happened before.
Never mind your sister. We don't know her. She doesn't listen to us.
Yeah, she doesn't. She doesn't talk to us every day, does she?
Yeah, don't know who she is. Oh, happy birthday, Margaret. Hope it's much better than your sister's.
Absolutely. Right. 087-188-0008.
Go on away now. Come back for the birthdays. Go on away.
Drive by from Train here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 23rd of May, almost 16 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with us this morning. Thank you for hanging out with us this morning. About to do the birthdays. As always, usual rules apply. If PJ Gallagher can correctly guess three ages of the celebrity birthdays today, he wins himself a day off.
Yeah.
Although we are going to have to change that prize for you.
I don't understand why.
Hasn't been working well for you. That's all I'm just saying. It hasn't hasn't panned out as anticipated.
It's because of ye jammy gits. Well, I still have one up my sleeve.
Oh yeah, you've got one in the bag.
I have one up my, yeah, so I'm, I don't know. Well, although I'm due taking days off now for filming and stuff soon. But sure, look, we'll see what we can do. Let's try and win more.
Okay, right. Well, let's start with a genuine bona fide Irish legend.
Right, so.
It's this bloke's birthday.
It was a few years ago. This mate of mine rang and he said, I heard you were dead. And he said, I was talking to such and such a head. And he said he was outside your garden and the ambulance man was on his way out and the blanket fell off your face. It's definitely Christy. So I've died a few times, but I'm half cat.
Half cat?
I've died a few times.
That's so brilliant, isn't it? Yeah. I tell you something, one thing about Christy Dignam is he's an amazing storyteller.
Yeah.
He's a gas man.
Yeah. He's a great bloke to just be in conversation with.
He is, yeah, yeah. He's great. The stories, like, he's lived 52 lives. What I mean?
Yeah.
Well, he's the ultimate survivor, so he is. Like, if Christy ever does die, I wouldn't be surprised if the sky fell. He's chicken licking.
It's mad. And still a great front man. He's always been a great front man. If ever you had to personify what a front man for a band should be.
Yeah, it's Christy Dignam, isn't it? Like, when you think, where did he even come up with the mad ideas? Maybe they were turning his back and running around HMV in his bare feet and all.
Yeah, yeah. The bare feet thing on stage, that's right. Yeah. That was for ages.
What was that all about? It was mad, isn't it?
I know.
And then, like, and in fairness to him, what a chanter he is.
He is a great, yeah, yeah.
And you know, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but you wouldn't expect it to see him. Do you know that way? Do you know what I'm saying? And he's such a great singer.
You mean he's kind of like a slim frame?
Well, he just looks like your regular fella wandering around. Like, you know what I mean? You don't expect him to, you know, unzip his North Face jacket and then suddenly be going, "How can I protect you?" Well, obviously, now that's what they do expect someone unzipping their North Face to sound like. You know what I mean? He's unreal, he is.
But it is, he's like a bona fide Irish legend.
They
must have been, you know, the whole thing about the whole commitments joke about the hardest working band in whatever, you know. I mean, that is Aslan.
It is Aslan,
it's like, how many, 30 years is it? Is it 30 years?
I'd say it's more. Is this more?
Maybe it's
more. I'd say it's more, since they're going and just battling away.
Yeah.
And they had loads of chances that they kind of blew because they were so mad as well.
Well,
there's a certain brilliance to that too. You're right, actually. The Commitments is exactly what they're like. That's exactly what they're like. It is like that.
You do like the ultimate end line.
Yeah, like Joey's end line at the end when he goes, yeah, they could have been famous, gone on to sell millions of records and, you know, conquered the world. But that would have been predictable. This way, Christy. It's poetry. Yeah. And you can actually imagine Christy saying, yeah. A lot of money. To be honest with you. You know what I mean?
It should have been based around them.
Yeah, it really should have.
But I mean, are they bigger in other parts? They must be. I mean, they tour in other parts of Europe and stuff, don't they? Although it's probably to the expats, is it?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know if they have that big a presence abroad. Wasn't David Bowie say they were like the best band he'd ever heard? And
are
all
you
this
serious?
Stuff. Yeah, there was something David like Bowie. That. Yeah, David Bowie had something to say about it. I can't remember what it was. Can't remember the story.
Anyway, the great Christy Dignam, how old is he?
He's 46, I'd say.
What?
Yeah.
Do you want to think that one through? Christy Dignam is what age? I'll give you a mulligan on that.
Oh, hold on, sure. They're around 40 years. He was 16, bouncing around his bare feet. I always saw him around, not too old, much older than myself. Right, 53.
He's 59.
Oh, Jesus. Holy fart.
Right,
it's one of those mornings.
That went well. Right, try this one. What about Joan Collins? The bitch is back.
Oh, Joan Collins. Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. What was her one in Dynasty? What was her name?
Alexis Carrington.
Yeah.
That was it, yeah. Shoulder pads all over there. Waking up with the hair done. Perfect. Bouffant. The perfect 80s bouffant. And the diamond earrings and all.
Yeah.
And she just waking up and go, oh.
So she was kind of Dynasty for our era.
She was Dynasty,
but
yeah.
She was, I mean, obviously, like, I don't really remember her in films as such, do you? Did you ever see a film with Joan Collins in it?
Not really, no, I don't know. She was too busy getting married all the time. She got married after every episode of Dynasty in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How many times did she get married? It was unbelievable. She's had more marriages than I've had just, like, kind of girlfriends.
Yeah, it was like her and Liz Taylor were having a sort of a marriage
a game,
battle.
Yeah.
A marriage off.
Who's there? Liz Taylor's done another one. Has she now? Get me that boy during the water and the priest straight away. You know, she had that real sort of accent as well. That posh American accent. Which is a rare
even though
thing.
She's English, though, isn't she?
Yeah, but she had that sort of, you know, hair. You know, it's got that twang of America, but it's still kind of English posh. You know, the way Madonna tried to do it for a while and she just sounded like a crazy person. Maybe because she is. You know, she has that mad voice.
Yeah.
And her sister, of course, The big book writer.
Yeah.
I know which one I'd rather be now. Hard writing them old books, I think.
It's tough enough reading the books, I find. Yeah, writing them would be a nightmare.
Writing's a nightmare. I do listen to the books now, that's what I do. What age is she? The woman
she's
of a
not
thousand
young.
Husbands.
She's not young.
No.
But mind you, there's a fair chance there's bits of plastics in there, is there?
Oh, I'd say probably bits of plastic. There's a bit of lizard going on, alright. Yeah. I'm going to say she's 82.
86.
Ah, right.
Not bad. Right, what about Bob Mortimer? He of Vic and Bob fame.
I absolutely love Vic and Bob.
I have to say, you know what I mean? I love all sorts
now.
Of comedy across the board. And I'm a huge fan of all mad stuff. Like we were talking about Noel Fielding the other day and all that. Like, the Vic and Bob stuff left me a bit cold sometimes.
So ridiculous. It was so pointlessly hilarious. Yeah. When they put a man in a drum and bounced it while he counted out the M&M's out of his pocket that they put in without him looking. Stupid stuff. It was such a great celebration of stupidity.
Yeah.
So like the surreal nonsense. I really liked it. And he's on Twitter now, actually, Bob Mortimer. He's actually very funny. He's a great follow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's still the same. He's a weirdo.
Because he always, always felt like he was constantly in the shadow of Vic Reeves.
Vic was the
you know
Vic,
what I mean? It's a bit like this arrangement. I'm constantly just walking around in your shadow.
I don't know about that. Cause, you know what I mean? I don't know what you're talking about. It's like Joan and Jackie Collins here. Just because I'm the one with all the wives, huh? You're starting knocking around like you're getting overlooked. I'll tell you something. You're the one banging out the books.
Banging out the books. I wish I was. That would be fantastic. I'd love that. Right, Bob Mortimer.
I'm going to
help you out with this, right? Because there's three left.
Right.
So just to keep the tension going. This is a significant birthday for Bob.
Oh, he's 60.
He's 60 on the nose.
There you
well
go.
Done. Right. And the next one lines up nicely for you because it's one of your favourites. A boxer. Marvellous Marvin Hagler.
Marvin Hagler. He was one of those. He was sort of on the way out almost when that era of incredible fighters, that when the boxing was really boxing.
Right.
You know, Marvellous Maglin Hagler.
yeah, you were a big fan, I can tell.
Marvellous Maglin Hagler.
Only fans could call him that.
Marvellous Marvin Hagler. Yeah, jeepers.
Well
done,
you got there.
Known to all his friends as Marvellous Maglin Hagler. That's what all those buddies call him. Marvellous Maglin Hagler.
Yeah.
And that was when boxing really was. That was like the end of it. The Don King era was kind of when Don King came into boxing when it was incredible. And he polluted it so much. And then tore off with all the money. And it's kind of been a bit of a farce ever since, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But Marvellous Maglin Hagler. he was one of that era. One of that great, great boxing era.
Yeah.
You know.
And he didn't sell out and start selling Skechers, did he?
No, he just Skechers. I tell you.
Like your Sugar Rays.
When you're a pensioner and you still think you can run, we'll give you Skechers. But I say, Marvellous Maglin Hagler, because he would have been one of the ones looking around when Mike Tyson came along and seen him as just a young fella, the wee nipper in the camp, wouldn't he?
Right, yeah.
So that puts him at a fair old age then. Is he in his 70s? Go on, tell us he's in his 70s.
No.
He's not.
No.
Right,
still
he's
in the
60s. And he's 68.
65.
Oh, sorry, I got it wrong.
It's a shame, actually, because if you'd gotten that one as well, then you'd have two in the bag, one to go, and it would have been right up your street. Anatoly Karpov.
What?
Anatoly Karpov.
Is he something like... Is this like a Marvin Maglin Hagler? Well, it's somebody I do know.
Are you trying to say you don't know chess grandmaster Anatoly Karpov?
Yeah, Kelmer, you're
chess. Talk about playing into your strengths.
Yeah, I mean, I'm mad for the chess. I mean, my favourite game on PlayStation is Chess Manager 2019. Oh,
Anatoly Karpov, chess grandmaster.
Now,
how many people get to be called a grandmaster?
See what he did, ladies and gentlemen. See what he did. He was setting me up. He was giving me two, trying to hand spoon feed me two, so he could give me the slap of a Marvellous Maglin Hagler slap in the face of disappointment when I got to some chess weirdo. How am I supposed to know who the chess weirdo is? Where's he even from?
Everybody
out
there knows.
They've no internet. They've no Wi-Fi.
Everybody knows. Man, he was huge in the 80s and all.
Oh, for God's sake.
Go on,
I was even there. I was around in the 80s. I definitely don't remember Anatoly. What's his name?
Anatoly Karpov. Anatoly Karpov.
Oh, sorry, how could I have got that wrong? How could I possibly have got that wrong?
Go on, do it.
Right, checkmate Anatoly Karpov. You're 63.
Oh, 68.
You're joking. I was a million miles away from checkmate there.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Nice one, Tara. 25 to 7. Friday's Eve. T, what's the story with you? How are you? Good form?
Good form. Flying form. How could you not be in good form when you get up this early in the morning and the weather's... Well, I mean, the weather's not great today. It's a little dull and overcast.
It's a little
but
poxy.
It's bright.
But yeah, it was proper bright. This,
proper
for some reason
bright.
It felt, yeah, even more so. As dull as it was.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
I know, it doesn't
dull
really
and bright.
Make sense. But dull and bright all at the same
bright.
Time.
There you go. That's what it is today.
Dull and
that
bright.
That sums up an Irish summer right there. Very dull and bright summer we're having, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like in the way you're smart and funny, PJ.
Oh, God. There you go. See now what happens. See what happens. Unbelievable. This is it. Things thrown everywhere.
I have nothing further to add at this point.
Unbelievable. Is that the abuse you're getting here? I swear to God.
But I mean, it's kind of... It's what they might call friendly banter.
Yeah. Like affectionate.
Yeah. Friendly banter, yeah.
Yeah.
Lovable rogues.
Okay, bright spark yourself. What are you then? I'm done. Oh, I shouldn't have got myself into this.
Yeah, especially while the song is running.
You see,
out.
He's so bright that he can't even think of an answer.
Right. Hey, have you not got a holiday? You should be on or something, isn't it? Outrageous.
I'm on it.
Crowded House and Weather with You. Here are Classic Hits on this Thursday. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 16 minutes to 7 o'clock. Morning to you folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. Your Get Up and Go song was Waiting for Tonight from Jennifer Lopez. Somebody who's doing just that is Martina. She's been on to say, yeah, hey PJ and Jim, can you please say hi to my gorgeous partner Kieran, who's coming to see Westlife in Belfast with me tonight. He's driven from Galway to Cork and now off to Belfast. He's the best. I love him.
Yeah, of course
from
you
Martina.
Do. What a man.
To be honest with you.
Imagine putting
that
up with that.
That is a serious
you.
Westlife fan, isn't it?
Well.
Like he loves Westlife so much that he's prepared to drive from Cork or Galway to Cork and then to Belfast. And obviously, fair play to Martina going along with him.
I'd say he's more into Martina than he is Westlife now.
No, you can tell from that text, he's a massive Westlife fan. I mean, Martina's just agreed to go with him. That's all.
Do you reckon, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Kieran, you can tell by Kieran, he's dedicated to Westlife most of his life.
Well, there you go. Fair play. Yeah. I hear it was me just thinking that Martina was his uptown girl. Do you know what I mean?
Not at all.
No,
he's a serious Westlife fan, and Martina's just decided, right, okay, if you love them that much, I'll go with you to Belfast.
So once again, we just want to announce Kieran is the hugest Westlife fan in Ireland. You just want to get that out there.
Absolutely.
That's important. Everybody knows that this morning.
Martina, fair play to you supporting him in that regard.
Yeah, in fact, he was very proud of it. He wouldn't be mortified by this at all. That's
not
what we're told.
In the least.
Yeah, so there you go.
Not in
enjoy
least.
Yourself, Kieran. Don't forget to wear your leggings. Get in there, get it, go mad.
Wear your leggings?
I don't know. What do you wear to a Westlife gig? I don't know what you wear to a Westlife gig. I've never been.
Wow, that's...
Why would you not wear leggings, no?
Well,
I thought you wore leggings. I thought that was the thing nowadays. You wore leggings everywhere, no?
Quite possibly.
I just thought I was a bit out of date for them, myself, you know?
Naturally, yeah.
You know what I mean? What would you wear to a Westlife gig?
I don't know, actually.
You wouldn't just wear jeans and a t-shirt. You'd be letting that down the lads, would you?
Ah, no. She'd look like some old fogey, I suppose, if you wore jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah. I mean. Kieran would be there in his leg warmers and leggings and headband and all.
Kieran might go, you know... Probably wears... Well, what do Westlife wear?
Baggy white suits. Was that what they, was that? Who was that? Was that Take That? I don't
know. No, actually, you're right. Westlife had that sort of all-white moment, didn't they, for a while?
When
you were flying without wings.
That was the one, yeah.
And that's... Kieran would be there all in white.
He'd
looking like sort of a Johnny Logan.
Crossed with Tom Jones just up the front. Oh, Kieran. you lash out, you deadly-looking fella. Huh?
Yeah.
Telling
Martina to get out of the way.
Where's McFadden?
Sit down, Martina, will you?
Sit down, McFadden. I'll do McFadden. I'll do McFadden for you. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So listen, that's going to be a hell of a gig. And Kieran's going to really enjoy it now.
Well, there you go.
That's going to be a biggie for him.
Do you reckon we've embarrassed him enough, Martina, yet?
Yeah. Okay. 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout. Loads going on today. Of course, the hit bit is back in action. 10 to 8 is when we'll give a chance for you to win the cash, which today is 800 and... How much?
880 quid today.
880 bills.
On the Classic Hit bit. So it's loads of money, yeah. So you might want to get involved. Now, you can register anytime. 087-188-0008, of course.
And also classichits.ie as well, if you want to get a look at the previous guesses and have a little listen to it and all that sort of stuff. The breakfast table quiz going to take a bit of doing. We're looking for 13 or more. Correct answers.
Pretty high score. So 13 or more, and it's all yours, though, because you can be pretty sure if you get 13.
Only one day to go.
You'd be very unlucky to lose that tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's worth having a bash at. All the other bits and pieces going on. We've also got a guest on the show today. We'll be chatting with Zoe Lyons, a bit later on. Comedian Zoe Lyons, who's playing at the Kilkenny Cat Laughs.
Yeah, she's dead on. So yeah. She's going to be a notoriously sound comedian coming in for having a chat.
You'll know her from all sorts of TV shows, like Mock the Week and...
She's kind of done everything. If you're into stand-up at all, you're going to be very familiar with Zoe Lyons, yes.
So she's on the way a bit later on this morning. And... head of PJ having to start his filming for the Young Offenders. We're going to try and help him out. Or rather, he's going to try a bit of self-help. He's going to try and help himself to learn his own lines by sussing out some memory life hacks.
Memory life hacks. I need a hand. I'm trying to learn lines and I'm absolutely brutal at it. So I'm going to try and solve... Well, I'm going to try and find ways to boost not just my memory, but everybody's memory.
Yeah. That's and likewise, if you've any tips on that score, right? If you've got any kind of tips for... You know, helping your memory.
Yeah, let us know.
Both PJ and myself confess to the fact we have desperately bad memories.
Absolutely brutal.
So if you have anything to contribute on that front, 087-188-0008. Yeah, and people moving on up here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 10 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. And as promised,
right up,
you can do, it's another opportunity, for, if nothing else, for you to do your dinosaur impression. Because there's a story in the paper that... Jurassic type animals may still exist somewhere in this nation of ours.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew? We have our own answer to the Loch Ness Monster, and not just one, maybe many, maybe several.
Wow.
Is what they're saying, right? So horse eels, who knew what a horse eel was, right?
Horse
Maybe
eel.
Mike has heard of a horse eel, because he does be out west a fair bit, you know?
Right. It sounds like a term of abuse that you'd call somebody.
Yeah.
You're some horse eel.
You're some horse eel, you are, aren't you? Say you looter. Yeah, but this is the thing, right? So they're mythical, or are they mythical? Let me just get this right. They are aquatic beasts, and locals around Loch Nahuan, and Loch Fada in Connemara in Galway, that have regularly spotted them over the last few years, right? In the last many, many years. They're described as having a horse's-like head with an elongated, eel-shaped body, and they've been dubbed Ireland's answer to the Scottish legend, the Loch Ness Monster.
Wow.
So we're not messing around here. Now...
How big are they? Like, when you say a horse's head,
you're talking about the size of a horse's head, and then you're talking about the big long eel body that would be, I guess, in proportion to that.
Yeah.
Right? So here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Now, residents up around Carlingford are saying they've seen it as well. Carlingford Loch. They've seen their own one, obviously. They say they've seen the creatures. They've got the help of this guy called Adrian Shine, right? He's a naturalist. And he's been brought in. He spent more than 50 years, this man, looking for the Loch Ness Monster. Right?
Right, so he's a reliable source.
Well, look,
it's not like he's wasted his life or anything.
No, damn straight.
He knew what his ambition was and his goal was.
Now, I sense a bit of sarcasm in you, Jim McCabe. I will remind you, there's only one Loch Ness Monster. There may be several, if not hundreds, of these horse eels roaming around Ireland. Now, Mr. Shine, when asked, right, this is what he said. He said he's fascinated by Ireland's horse eels. And he said, I believe the witnesses. I've met those who have seen these creatures, sometimes with legs, sometimes without legs.
The people that he met?
Well, that's what he's not very... But then he goes, sometimes eel-like, so I guess he's talking about the horse eels.
Oh, right, okay.
But yeah, it's an easy mistake to make.
Yeah, I was wondering what county he was in.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. See, we're not... This is it. You ask people in Ireland about mythical creatures, mythical things, we're well used to it. We've had horse eels, leprechauns, fairies, Leitrim, you know, are people in Mayo human? All these things that are not supposed to be true, right? And now we have horse eels. So I do believe we can find them, he says, in nature and in some mist. I'm not sure why the mist is mentioned, but
mist is important. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't be a proper mythical creature if you didn't have a bit of mist.
Well, he says Ireland is very misty, is his very next line. So he's pretty serious about this. He says, I do believe, the roots of it have been found in Viking traditions. They were very strong on their old sea serpents, were the Vikings. They'll always be monsters if people want to believe it. He says, I've always been fascinated by this business of the horse eels, and a very common tradition, particularly along the west coast of Ireland, where I spoke to witnesses. What they said, it was fascinating. So there you go.
Wow.
So we
you left that. There was a great dramatic pause there. I thought you were actually going to tell us what they said, but no, it was just...
No, it was fascinating. Well, look, it's a middle of research. It's very serious research. You can't just be telling us all the details right now. Yeah. He's about to do
tell you what I saw. Saw a mist. Oh, did you really?
Yeah, what was in the mist?
That's a sign.
Yeah, not a gorilla. A horse eel. Now, the Carlingford Loch Ferries, they're providing them now with transport to try and find their own horse eel.
Well, then we should find out. I mean, you know, we've lots of listeners in the West.
And in Carlingford, I'm sure there's some red belts around there.
I mean, there's bound to be people who may claim to have seen the horse eel.
Have you ever seen a horse eel? Have you? Let us know. We need to know
now,
this.
Just to be clear.
Also, have you ever...
Not a horse's heel, right?
No.
Specifically for a horse eel.
A horse eel. Have you seen a human in Mayo? Have you ever heard of Leitrim? Have you ever met a leprechaun? All these things.
Yeah, any of those conspiracy theories which we know to be currently untrue.
Most of those, most of those are absolutely ridiculous. But if you've ever seen a horse, we'd love to know.
Billy Ocean's Caribbean Queen here at Classic Hits, 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. So far, nobody has claimed to have seen the mythical horse's eel.
Unbelievable.
No, horse eel.
Horse eel, yeah.
Horse eel.
I never even heard
of
these.
Somebody
now
does question whether or not it wasn't just a giraffe going for a swim.
Well, in fairness, if that's
so
even less likely.
So the horsey looking hair, the long neck, could have been confused for a long body.
Come here, what's more likely? A horse eel or a giraffe wandering around relatively unnoticed in Connemara?
One can never tell.
I tell you.
087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to get involved in our hit bits, it's €880, is it?
€880 today, yeah, for the hit bit, the classic hit bit. So if you want to have a go, 087-188-0008, give us a shout on the WhatsApp now.
Absolutely, and you can check out classichits.ie if you want to have a listen to us, maybe jog your memory for it, see if it fits in with what your guess is going to be, and of course you can see all the previous guesses so you don't waste your guess. But now's as good a time as any to let us know if you fancy a play. 087-188-0008. Yeah, the Scissor Sisters and Take Your Mama here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. If you're a regular listener to the show, of course, you'll know that PJ's involvement with the Young Offenders is about to kind of reignite again, because filming for the Young Offenders is going to start happening from next week. And one of the big deals about that for our PJ is that it requires you to learn the lines.
It does, yeah.
Which, for you and I, that sort of stuff is a challenge, simply because our memory... It's pretty hopeless.
I'm terrible at it.
Shockingly
I'm really bad at it. Yeah, I struggle.
Bad.
So we're starting to try and improve our memory this morning. Really, isn't that it? Yeah.
So basically, just to prove the point, before we go to the improvement section, just to prove the point of how bad we actually are, Magic Mike has come up with a little test of memory. Is that the idea?
It's a little short-term memory test, lads, right? And
right.
I got it from psychologistworld.com.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Psychologist world. You shouldn't be without that.
Never.
So what they've done is a bunch of psychologists and very brainy people have put together a little test.
Right.
Here's how it works. 12 words.
12?
12 words are down on a sheet of paper. Okay, I'm going to give this to you individually.
Right.
You each get 30 seconds and I'm going to read out, I'm going to actually give you an added help here. Because I'm going to read the words out while you're looking at it so we don't have dead air for 30 seconds.
Right.
While you concentrate on the words. Try memorize those words. So think of yourself, PJ, for the Young Offenders, looking at your lines, you'll memorize your lines. And then when I say go, like you're in an exam hall, you must turn that sheet of paper over and you're going to have to give me back as many words as you can.
Are we doing this separately?
You're going to do this separately.
Separate list of words.
Separate list of words.
So I can't listen to PJ's
words. No, Jim. Is that why you agreed to do this?
Damn, that's not the way. This is not going to plan.
No, 12 separate words I'm going to give you.
Okay.
And when you give me the words back, I'll tell you how you scored and how you compare to the average of the country and all
right.
of that.
Okay. So I'm writing them down.
No, you're not going to write them down. I have them written down for you, right?
Oh, right. Sorry. Okay. So there's no writing down involved.
I'm going to... We'll start with Jim. Do you want to start?
Oh, blooming heck. Okay. Right. I have a 30-second clock ready to go then.
I'm going to give you this list of words.
Okay.
I'm going to bring my microphone
this
over here just so I can read them.
Because I will have heard 24 words.
Okay. So, Jim, here are your words. You're going to get 30 seconds to study these words. No writing, no nothing, okay?
So I get 30 seconds of just looking at these
looking
words.
Looking at the words. Your time starts now. So those words, ladies and gentlemen, are vase or vase, tiger. We've got book, cushion, piano, hat. We've got teapot. We've got camera, ice cream, spade, house, and orange. The best
Blimey.
Of luck, Jim. Yeah, so Jim won't talk to us for a few seconds now.
Right.
Because he's
surely
studying
his time
those
is
words.
Up. That seems like it was a long time.
No, there's a 30-second clock going there.
That feels
so
like it's about 2 minutes, though.
He's put on the minute clock. He's put on the minute clock.
No, it's a 30-second.
Oh, it is 30 seconds.
Objections that PJ Gallagher keeps interrupting.
Okay, your time starts now. Jim, give us those words back now.
Okay, it is hat, tiger, cushion, piano, house, vase, ice cream? No. What else was
Yeah, ice cream was one, ice, yeah.
Oh, deadly.
Oh, this is good.
Oh, my God. What else is in there?
Rashers. Was there rashers?
No, shut up, right?
You're only getting a few more seconds now, Jim.
Oh, What else was in there? Oh my God! Come on, think.
Your time is up, Jim.
I understand. Oh, it had me clock isn't finished. I never said about
that
anyway.
There's no clock.
There's no clock.
I had 30 seconds to get them back.
Well, I'll tell you something, Jim. That was very good. Now,
how many did I get?
You got 7 out of the 12.
Jeepers, that's not bad.
Don't tell me how that rates. PJ, here we go. Right.
Okay, so Jim, you got 7. Right. PJ, it is your chance to do this. Yeah. I must read these out as we go.
I'm very tired now.
30 seconds to study these words. PJ, go ahead. Now's your time. So on PJ's list, we have cup and porridge. We have phone and chair.
Can't believe you got porridge. We've got a loves porridge.
PJ, concentrate. Don't talk. We've got shirt.
I can't concentrate. You keep talking in my ear.
I'm trying to read the things out. It's a radio
show. Just
focus
on the porridge.
Apple. Train. Lunchbox.
Oh yeah.
Was that annoying by me reading them out, by the way?
Yeah. Just think of lunchbox and porridge, PJ. That's all you need.
Stop trying to put them off you.
He was doing it to me.
He wasn't. He stayed quiet. He was a very good boy. PJ, give me that cheap pack.
And your time, hang on a second, your time starts now.
A fart. Porridge, chair.
No fart.
Porridge, chair, crown, train, apple.
Oh, are they in there?
Yeah. Cuddly toy, that's in there.
Cuddly toy was in there?
Yeah, cup. Is a cup in it?
A cup was in it, yeah.
France. Was France in it? No, that wasn't it. Cup, chair, crown. Oh, God. There's no animals in it. Was there an elephant or a cat or something? No. There was round.
And your time is up. There you go.
Jeez.
Right.
That's much harder than you think it is. Especially when loudmouth Mickey over here won't stop talking. And as for you.
Who's loudmouth Mickey?
Michael Hogg.
Oh, sorry, right.
And you over there as well. You're not off the hook.
I was trying
either.
To help you.
You
with
were.
Porridge
you were giving me the funny eyes there the whole. You're going there, don't you think? You were, yeah.
Right, lads. Anyway, with all you're giving out. You both scored 7.
Wow,
7. So,
right.
How does that fit in the scheme of things?
So, actually, lads, if you compare it to the short-term memory scores, Harvard-based psychologist George A. Milner found that in our short-term memory, the average number of chunks of information that can be stored is 7+.
Oh.
This means that if you score between 5 and 9 of the words on the list, your short-term memory is working at an average capacity.
I'll take that.
But you can improve it.
I'll take average.
I'll take average all day long. I aspire to average.
Same here. I mean, all I've ever wanted in my life is mediocrity.
That's exactly all I've ever asked for.
I
mean, average to me, that's like, I've overachieved
big
there.
Big time, yeah. Anything short of miserable failure.
Classic hits. Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit, there you go. €880 was what it is this morning. And all for you, if you can tell us what bit of a hit is the classic hit bit that sounds like this. And that's it, €880. Cathy Moran is in Mayo.
No.
How are you, Cathy?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yes, yeah, a bit of a time delay there in Mayo.
Well, obviously, it takes a while.
It is a bit of a time delay, because it's like 7:52 in the morning here, and it's 19:52 in Mayo still.
Exactly.
And we can't even pick you up in most parts of Mayo, actually.
There you go. Cathy had to go to a lot of trouble to get to do this.
I'd say so, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's a load of people had to get her to the top of that hill.
And I bet, yeah. And there's a bit of an echo there, is there, Cathy?
Is there?
Yeah, so a bit of a delay. It's like you're talking into a Sam McGuire cup or something like that.
I was waiting for it.
How are you anyway, Cathy, apart from all my smart remarkery?
I'm good. I've been trying to enter every day, but I reckon Mike wasn't able to think up of good fun. That's exactly it.
No, he does. He plans the whole show around making himself shine, you know, Cathy. That's the way it is. Yeah. What are you going to go for, Cathy, anyway? What is your guess?
Blur Country House.
Right, so great song.
Good tune, Cathy. Good tune.
Great tune. And a heap of cash at this stage, lads. What is it? €880.
Yeah.
You could put that towards a holiday. You could put it towards anything. I don't know, like a house, a very big house in the country.
Oh, I'll tell you. Was it worth the wait, Cathy? That's what I want to know. Was it worth the wait?
I assume I didn't get it.
No, sorry, Cathy, no, you didn't.
I thought you meant she just didn't get the pun.
Yeah, in fairness.
It's actually wrecking my head. I just wanted to be over now.
Right. Hopefully soon, Cathy. Hopefully soon. Have a good day. Thanks for playing. All right, cheers.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
See you later, Cathy. Right, so Christina in Kildare. Hey, Christina.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Not bad at all. How are you getting on?
Oh, good, thanks.
Yeah. Any plans for yourself today?
Well, today's my Friday, so...
Oh, very good!
Tomorrow, so, yeah, looking forward to that.
Great, so have anything to do, anything special planned?
Going to Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah!
Enjoy!
Right, so, let's give you some pocket money for it. What do you think it is?
Hopefully. I think it's Daft Punk One More Time.
Daft Punk One More Time, Mike.
Mm. What did you guess?
Daft Punk One More Time.
Sorry, yeah. What did you say?
Oh, subtle.
One more time.
Yeah. It's wrong, is it?
Yeah, sorry, it's wrong, yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that,
Enjoy
Christina.
The Spice Girls, Christina.
Thanks,
cheers. Bye-bye now. One more time, eh?
I can't believe I fell for that. I'm sitting here.
You were the one.
Looking at the face, though.
Are you deaf or what? She said one more time, Daft.
Christina's on the phone, can't even see him, and she's like, oh, for God's sake.
Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, and of course the Kilkenny Cat Laughs Festival is happening over the June Bank Holiday weekend, May 30th to June 3rd. And one of the stars of the Kilkenny Cat Laughs Festival is with us in the studio.
Hello.
Zoe Lyons. How's it going? Nice to meet you. You well?
I'm good, thank you. I'm very good, thank you. Yeah, nice to be here.
I almost feel like I should say welcome home. I mean, you have a way of referring to Ireland as kind of your cousin country or your cousin land.
The cousin land. I very recently got my Irish passport, so. So,
did you get it?
Did you get it?
I was going to ask you because you did a radio documentary about it, and there was a whole thing about whether you should get it or not, or be accused of the plastic paddy thing.
Exactly.
So
that.
Now you have it. How do you feel about it?
You have a legitimate claim.
I do. My dad's Irish.
Oh, well, then.
And I grew up here. I mean, I wasn't born here, but I grew up here. We moved over when I was, 6 months old or something. This!
Because PJ was mentioning earlier on, you've incorporated as many Celtic nations into your life as you can.
I've grown up I was born in Wales, grew up in Ireland, moved to England, then went to high school in Scotland. So
fantastic.
I mean, it's quite handy.
You've got a very sort of a Celtic sort of goddess.
Thank you very much.
It's very Game of Thrones
I've literally just put my Baron away. I've just been.
So now you have the passport. How do you feel about it now that you've done the radio documentary?
Oh, I love it. I skipped through Dublin Airport yesterday with it.
Flaunting it.
Because of course, you know, who knows what'll happen back home in the next few months. You know, I thought I don't want to be in that queue waiting for people. No way.
Of course, yeah.
I've got the green card, as I like to call it.
Did you put on the accent as well, the old Waterford accent?
Yeah. Hello there, lovely to be home.
And that's it as well. So you've been doing, like, you're coming out for the festival, the Kilkenny Festival, which is, I don't know, is that like a homecoming? Like, if you take in your Irish nature as well, you've got Tipperary, Waterford.
Yeah.
So you're a bit of a Midlander as well.
I suppose so,
Waterford is a sea, but you know what I mean?
So
Kilkenny kind of counts, doesn't it? Even us Irish folk don't know what goes on in there.
Nobody's really quite sure. Because we just associate it with stags and hen parties, really, to be perfectly honest with you.
It's a brilliant town, isn't it?
Yeah.
The first time I went to and did Cat Laughs, it really blew my socks off. It really did. Because the audience just gets so into it. They're so behind it and they're so supportive. And, you know, after a gig, walking down the street and people just coming up to you in that way that people do in Ireland, you know, like they know you and it's lovely.
Yeah.
And
you like that now? Genuine?
I really do.
Do you?
I think it's so nice. I think it's always so sweet when people say they like what you do. I think it's always such a nice thing to, you know, it means a lot. It really means a lot.
It's an old party that thinks, I know. How many times do I have to hear this? You're all at the show.
Stop telling me how brilliant I am.
I'm that classic comedian with the imposter syndrome, so I need to be told constantly, like, we liked it. Did you? Was it okay? Was it okay? Was it good? Was it?
A party you were still working in a jam factory back in the day.
Is it different? Is it noticeably different? You're the ideal person to ask then when it comes to kind of reaction, because obviously in the UK with all of the TV appearances and all that sort of stuff, is the audience reaction, the kind of interaction on the streets, is it very different? Is it?
Here you mean?
Between the two.
Yeah, I think people are just much more, there's just a genuineness to people here. They're there's a warmth, and I know that's a cliche, you know, about, you know, the Irish people and being so friendly, but it is, there's just a warmth and a real lovely connection.
PJ mentioned the jam factory thing, which I'd say we got a lot of crack out of when we were looking at it earlier on. What was the story?
What did you do with the jam
factory?
It wasn't actually a factory. I was I don't know whether this makes it sound. I was packing jam. It was a jam packing warehouse.
That's not a euphemism.
That is not a euphemism, but it does. Yeah. So I was working in Glasgow in my summer holidays, packing jam with a load of Glaswegian women who were the funniest people I've ever met in my entire life. They really, really were. And it was a great job. I was 16. And yeah, it was great. We're packing jam. And fudge.
ladies and gentlemen of Ireland, we have a genuine fudge packer in the room.
Amazing.
It's incredible. We've waited so long for that to happen.
For a comedian who's literally worked. A job description as a fudge packer. Wow. Probably the least appropriate thing.
I'll tell you, so I don't know how they let you on stage.
It was a great job. It was a great job for the. It was Scotch infused fudge. Oh, so yeah, I had a lovely time. It was a lovely time.
So amazing. Like, of course, the road to comedy was a natural progression when you're like fudge packing in Scotland. And
where'd you go from there?
Oh, yeah. Well, MasterChef, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which I did. Yeah. I did MasterChef last autumn. Yeah.
With Carol Decker from Tappel, who I've met, and she's mad in her own way, right?
Well, she wasn't in my heat. She didn't make it through. So
look at that, the competitive.
She didn't make it through, mate.
So listen then, from all that's gone on, right?
Yeah.
What then makes it into the current set and the current kind of... What is it that sort of you talk about? Because to be honest with you, it seems like you've got a wealth of things to choose from.
Yeah, I guess so. What am I talking about? Well, obviously back home, I mean, Brexit does make an appearance, of course it does.
Because it's impossible to avoid.
Yeah. It's the gift that keeps giving. It's a bit nuts. It's nice to be out of it for a while. It really is.
Because you're definitely removed from it here. You know, it's kind of watching the circus from this side of the
world. It's very nice to come to a very progressive, stable country.
Wow. I'll tell you something.
Well,
you could be in for a bit of a land on that.
Some of the mist in the newspapers this week.
So Zoe, then, across the festival, then, what are your dates, nights, times, that sort of stuff for people who want to kind of... I know it's always on the website. They'll hunt you down anyway.
They'll hunt me down. If you want to hunt me down, then it's thecatlaughs.com. And it runs from the 30th to the 3rd. I'm on the Friday and Saturday night. But there's stuff going all over that the whole weekend.
It is always a fabulous festival.
It's amazing, and you know, it's finishing on the Monday with Dylan Moran. So what a way to finish the show. It's great, really great. But there's loads of great people coming over, loads of Irish acts, loads of UK acts coming over, friends of mine.
And there's always a couple of Americans that just die on their arse. It's great. I love that. I love the way there's a great pleasure to it. Because you get all the British and Irish comedians who know their, they know their sort of audience. And then you get some lad that comes in from Washington. He's like, will they know what I mean when I say the word ho? I don't know.
Yeah. And then it's going to go well for you.
So you guys got the queen here, and it goes south straight away. And there's always a bit of that, which is well worth seeing at the festival.
Yeah. We do enjoy it, particularly if they've asked to have a big, long credit list read out before they go on, because American acts love that. Can you mention my special? Can you mention this? Can you mention I've done that? Can you mention I've done this? And then imagine I've done that. And then they go on and, like you say something absolutely inappropriate. Lovely to be here in the UK.
There's always a bit.
Brilliant.
So, okay, let's take bets on which American's going to die in his arse.
You can check out the full list of Kilkenny Cat Laughs. Anyway, listen, it's running across the June Bank Holiday. As you say, it's a Friday and Saturday night for you, the nights to look out for. Listen, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so
absolute
much.
Pleasure. Really appreciate Total it. Pleasure.
Great to meet you. Thanks
really
a million.
Nice to meet you guys.
Groove Jet, Spiller here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 24 minutes to 9 o'clock. Couple of people to give a shout out to. Now, we actually wished this lady a happy birthday herself earlier on, but her gang have been on, the family been on, because Margaret Dunley is celebrating her birthday today. We were talking to Margaret earlier on, and her kids, Elizabeth and Joshua and Victoria and Benjamin, have all been on. Also, husband Damien, to wish her a happy birthday. And also, of course, their auntie Teresa. And she's
Teresa.
A twin.
Well, there you go. So, of course, yeah.
Teresa's
amazing.
Remember that
two
earlier
twin
on?
Sisters having this birthday on the same day.
Isn't that extraordinary?
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence that is. Also, lads, can you give a big shout out to the 25 girls who are heading to Portugal for Stacey's Hens? Siobhan and Cluny.
Have a
watch
great
out
one.
Portugal.
All 25, you got. Amazing.
Wow, what a gig that is.
I have to say, I always wonder about them. You know, you're going through town. Last weekend I was going through town, there was a bunch of lads, English lads,
right,
all dressed like they were going to a hunt. Do you know that way? On horseback. And the guy who was obviously the stag was dressed as a fox.
Right.
And you're watching them, and it was like, it must have been 2 o'clock in the day. I was thinking, they're not getting in anywhere. Like, do they have any idea? They're not getting in anywhere.
Think it through.
Yeah, they haven't. I was like, there could have been. It looked like there was 25 or 6 of them.
Yeah.
Give it up, lads. You know what I mean? You have to be careful.
You love a good hen and a good stag ewe, don't you?
I'd rather gargle silage.
Also, just quickly, we have to give a big shout out to Emil Mulvaney because she's wrapping up in Castle Pollard Community College today, and apparently she's been a big fan of the breakfast table quiz over the last 2 years, herself and her mam having their own little kind of private challenge.
Oh, good stuff, yes.
So, Emma, fantastic. Well done, you. Now...
PJ's Life Hacks.
Right, if you're with us earlier on, you know Magic Mike gave us a little test because we've openly confessed that our memory's not great, although we did all right in that test.
We did okay on the test, yeah, we did, in fairness. And to be fair to us.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm belching now.
Thanks for that.
So the problem is, I'm still terrible at learning lines, right? I'm really bad at learning lines. Now, I had to come up with my test this earlier on. But it still left us with the dilemma of how am I going to learn lines? And is there any way I can learn lines? And at the same time, fold it into the life hacks and therefore help everybody around the country with their memory also. And today I'm going to try and give you memory life hacks.
Excellent.
So there you go. Right, here's one that I think is absolutely fantastic. Reward yourself with a treat. This works for studying and learning lines, right? So let's say there's a paragraph I have to learn. I'll put a gummy bear under it or a biscuit, right?
Right.
And when I have it learnt off, I get to eat the biscuit. So you lay out your script and you put a biscuit on each page.
Wow.
A Jaffa cake or whatever. That'd be my flavour now.
Will that not affect your costume? If you've enough lines to learn, will you not suddenly go up a size?
No, I don't get dressed till learn the lines at home. I can learn them in my tracksuit.
I'm just saying, you might outgrow your costume.
There's Jim thinking you have to get dressed into your character and all, walking around the house. I'll just be at home in my tracksuit.
That's a good idea.
You put a little Jaffa cake,
so it's a little incentive.
A gummy bear, a little incentive. And then as you're learning your lines, as soon as you get one, you go, boom, dollop, gone, in. And you can keep going,
wow.
Right? You put on a couple of stone, but you learn your lines, right?
Right.
Well, obviously, my part's a bit smaller than that. I get a couple of packs in anyway, right? So there you go, that's one. Another one, here's a good one. A scent or a piece of chewing gum, right? So as you're learning lines or as you're studying something, you sort of, I don't know, whatever it is, bit of toothpaste under the nose, mate. Actually, no, that's ridiculous because you'd be brushing your teeth and thinking of mad stuff. So a bit of a fancy perfume, right? Say, I don't know, what do you wear? You wear all that splishy, you wear all that splishy, splashy stuff, right?
Right, okay. So I don't get it. So you associate the scent with the lines?
Yeah, so here's the thing, mate, you get some of Jim's Calvin Klein Eau de Unicorn, right, whatever. And yes. Right, you take it as soon as you've learned something or you feel you're really familiar with it, you take a big old sniff of it, right?
Right.
And then just as you're about to get tested on it, or we're about to do a take, you take a big old sniff again, and it brings you back, it suddenly brings the memories back to the fore.
So
right?
this is deep kind of psychological brain stuff you're telling us here now.
Exactly, yeah.
Whoa.
Right? And here's another good one, right? Names. I'm brutal with names. Are you good with names?
I'd say
you're not
fantastic,
bad.
Fantastic, JP.
Yeah, see, there you go, right? So here's what you do, right? You meet someone and they say, hell yeah, my name's Jim, right? Mm. And you know the way you're going to go, grand. And then 2 seconds later you go, I haven't met you. I think it began with a J anyway. Or maybe it was an S. Paul. That was it, Paul. Right? And it's terrible embarrassing. He gets the point of no return. I know people years of having a clue what their name is. It's gone way beyond being able to
ask
them.
And then once it goes that far, it gets, way, you know, so embarrassing. You couldn't possibly... turn around and admit,
see you.
I'm really sorry, I don't actually know your name.
Yeah,
but
especially
I've
when
known
you're
only for 15 years.
Yeah, but you're at me wedding. Well, now, I have no rashers who you are. So this is the thing, so here's what you do, right?
Right.
So say if you meet somebody and they say, my name is Jerry.
Yeah.
Right? So what you do is you immediately picture a Jerry you know from a different place, right?
Okay.
So a different Jerry.
Right.
And then you imagine them in this person's clothes, right? The Jerry you know. In the clothes of the person you're talking to now, right?
Yeah.
And then you make it ludicrous and completely over the top. So then you imagine them maybe wearing a tin hat or they have a tail.
Right.
Right? And they're talking to you. And you create this ridiculous circumstance in your head with this all new Jerry in the body of the old Jerry.
What if you don't know anybody called Jerry? At all.
You do. You'll always know. Come on now. Even if you come on now. Listen to you. Trying
just
to find
asking.
Flaws in
the
plot.
Yeah, but that's all very well. But what happens if you meet somebody called Marmaduke?
So you think of the dog Marmaduke, right? The cartoon Marmaduke. And you imagine the dog's head sitting out of your man's clothes standing in front of you.
Right.
And then you give the dog a ridiculous thing that he might be doing, like wiggling a sword around. And you go, right, I'm never going to forget that this Marmaduke in front of me is directly related to the dog and the sword. And you know what I mean?
Right.
And he's making his confirmation. So it's a dog with a sword making his confirmation. His name is Marmaduke.
I never remember all that.
Oh, jeez. This is just like talking to a... I swear to God. You know what I mean? let's move on. Right? They also say a really good tip for meditation is to calm the mind. Calm the mind, right? Okay. So if you want to remember things, you have to remember lines, you have to remember things to do. If you're the type of, if you're like me and Jim, where you're the type of, if you're like me, I've locked myself out of the house 5 times in 1 year. For Jay's sake, obviously just remember a key. Your mind is cluttered, that's your problem. So you have to learn to meditate. If you learn to meditate, it helps with your memory.
Yeah, I'd love to learn to meditate. I always promised myself I'd learn to meditate. I still haven't gotten around to it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something now.
Right.
I don't believe in meditation. I don't believe it exists.
How can you do it in your own life hacks and then say you don't believe it?
Because, look, it's one of these things we all come together, we suspend disbelief on. Isn't meditation not just lying down? Is that what it is? Is it lying down? Because, you know the way, I've gone to these things, these meditation things and all. And breathe in, and now imagine a colour is sneaking into your bottom, and it's your favourite colour, and it's going all the way up to your ears. And now you breathe in and you can taste the sea. And when you taste the sea and you breathe out, you can feel the sun burning your nostrils. And I'm like going, what time is it? I have to, what, I'm going to forget my keys. You know?
Yeah.
And I don't believe there's, I think it's.
Yeah, but there's a reason.
Are you just
there's a reason.
Relaxing? There's is a that reason. All it is? Is
no,
it chilling
there's a reason
out?
You don't believe it, in fairness. Because
Why?
Meditation is all about clearing your mind. And in fairness.
Clearing
you
your mind.
You have a particular advantage in that regard.
In that my mind is too busy. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm just saying, there's not a lot in there to move
well,
around.
Well, I tell you, smarty pants, I'm the one saying my mind's too active. That it won't work. Look at that. Look at your man here, he talked so much, his hair fell out. His head's so overactive. You know what I mean?
Wasn't room for
his head's so
else.
Overactive, his scalp couldn't keep up.
Exactly.
And now he's telling me that I can't. Unbelievable. I tell you something, yous are all mad in here. You can use both of yous. And you'd be two very lads who'd be sitting there going, that Egypt PJ, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Anyway, where was I? And I'm lying on a boat. And there's a little leprechaun rubbing my head.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the ball. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Extreme Sports Centre Cork is located there in the marina on the banks of the River Lee. Extreme Sports offering the best in indoor extreme sports for all sorts of things. If you're having a birthday party, if it's a confirmation team building exercise from the job maybe, or a corporate package, or maybe hens and stags, since we were talking about stags and hens earlier on. You can go along, enjoy airsoft, paintball, target shooting, laser combat, whatever it is. You'll find all the details you need at extremesportscork.com. And our prize is for up to 10 people, 8 to 15 years of age. You have a paintball package where you get 300 paintballs per person and then off to the party room afterwards for lots of food and drink.
Absolutely, yeah. And 12 is the score to beat. So we are looking for that lucky 13. It's not an easy score to have a go at. But Pat Boylan in Dublin is going to give it a go. How are you, Pat?
Hey, PJ, how's things?
Not bad at all, Pat. How are you getting on? Any plans?
Well, I'm going to build a house for someone today, so...
Oh, really?
Just do it in the one day, Pat, yeah?
Ah, it's cavities, you know, nice and handy.
Lash them up.
Jeepers, amazing.
You see, that's a proper man, PJ.
I tell you,
that's what we can only ever dream of.
I can't believe I'm hosting a DIY show. I have all the DIY talent of an old stray cat. I mean, honest to God. So how are you in the old general knowledge, Pat? Are you confident and good at it normally?
I'm okay, not too bad. Not
good
too
stuff.
Bad.
Right, well, you're going to need it all for this one, I'm afraid, because we need at least 13 correct answers in the 60 seconds. So you good to go?
Yes, yeah.
Best of luck, Pat. Here we go.
What cartoon features the toddler characters Chucky, Tommy and Angelica?
Oh, Rugrats.
Yeah, complete the title of this musical. Seven Brides for what?
Seven Brothers.
What is the smallest bone in the body? Where is it?
Your ear.
Yeah, who wrote the Macbeth and Hamlet plays?
What's that?
Macbeth and Hamlet, who wrote them?
Shakespeare.
What horoscope sign features a crab?
Cancer.
During which activity would a human body experience rapid eye movement?
Sleep.
In Snow White, what did the seven dwarfs do for a job?
Miners.
Who painted the Sistine Chapel?
Michelangelo.
Who invented the electric light bulb?
Pass.
Thomas Edison. Which spirit was traditionally mixed with water to make a naval drink called grog?
Rum.
What's the smallest type of tree in the world?
Conifer.
It's
bonsai.
The film The Godfather is about what organisation?
The Mafia.
How many strings does a standard violin have?
Four.
In what country is the Taj Mahal?
India.
What city was renamed Ho Chi Minh City?
Hanoi.
It was Saigon. Saigon. I'm going to have to give you one more because I bluffed two, right? I'll have to give him one. Which Australian duo's first hit was Truly, Madly, Deeply in 1998?
I have no idea.
Savage Garden. Savage Garden it was.
Right. I tell you, there was some good scoring. I tell
you,
while.
You were flying there, Pat.
And there was some you were so close to. The Thomas Edison one you were close to.
Only I said it at the
and
same
the
time.
And the Bonsai one as well you were really close to as well. Anyway, listen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Wow, I tell you. That's as close as it gets, Pat, in fairness.
Especially when we had kind of a couple off the post.
Yeah, a couple right off. If I only I had said Edison at the same time, he'd be way in the lead.
And
now.
The Conifer Bonanzai one as well was just too close to call. But anyway, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yeah, 12.
There you go. Not God, bad playing,
brave
Pat.
Brave effort, Pat. Brave effort. Well done, you.
Okay, lads.
Cheers, man. Take care.